Yay, you're here! I'm Lisa Whittle, and welcome to Jesus Over Everything, affectionately known as Joe, a short, practical podcast where we will not be perfect, we will be honest, and we will talk a lot about Jesus along the way. Week 2 of our Joe Shopping Fast, and whether you are joining us for that actual process or not, I'm glad you're here because we're going to talk about something important to our faith, and yes, in the process of the journey of a consumer fast or general reordering in our life, discovery. What happens to us when we lay something down to get more of God? One of the most amazing things I believe happens, and one of the things I crave the most, is that God begins to reveal things to us in a way unlike before. Let's get into that today on Joe. So most every July and December, I take a month off from social media, and I remember the first time he prompted me to start this practice. It's something the Lord had revealed to me months prior that he wanted me to do starting in the month of December a few years back, very specific. So I knew for some months I was going to do it. And then when the time finally arrived, I remember that day I went off social media and I went to bed that night. And in the middle of the night, God spoke to my heart. He revealed something to me. It wasn't huge, but it was definitely the Lord impressing upon me something. And the thing that really struck me about it was the fact of how he was even speaking to me, something very real and poignant, and I couldn't argue with the timing. I had known he wanted me to lay down social media for December. I knew I was going to, and I was willing. But it wasn't until I actually did it that he, that very night, revealed some things to my heart. If we truly want to hear from God, we're going to remove any obstacle that would hinder it. I think that's really what I want you to know. See, the hard side of discovery often comes first. And this is the second part of sort of this process. First week was detox. Now we're into discovery. And the hard side of it is that when we are being honest and real and are sort of stripped of our idols in that detox process from before, we begin to realize things about ourselves that are painful to see. It's why I think too often we choose not to slow down or not to take a closer look. We sort of already know something is out of order in our lives, but we really don't want to see it. A lot of us during quarantine had major wake-up calls. I heard us talking about it a lot. We had discovery of ways we were maybe spoiled to certain things, and we took things even like hugs and human contact for granted. But if we will choose honesty over hiding, like I talk about in chapter 7 of the Jesus Over Everything book, we will realize the amazing and powerful side of discovery, which far outweighs any painful revelations. It's that hearing from God part that I know so many of us crave. This week 2 of the prioritizing process, fasting for some of us are doing like a consumer or shopping fast. I'm praying it's going to be marked with discovery. I'm imagining that what may be happening with you is exactly what I just talked about. Maybe you're seeing things that have been crutches for you, and your eyes are open to things you have depended upon and turned to rather than God, and it's painful. So my encouragement would be to let the pain of that drive you to the promise of healing. Discovery can be a two-edged sword. First, it can be, on one hand, exciting. We can absolutely love hearing from the Lord. We're thrilled by a new revelation and things we're learning about ourselves. Week 2 of a fast or a process of something can feel like we maybe sort of have this, which we need to be cautious about and stay in the Word and prayer and steady because of what is often to come. But discovery can be encouraging and enlightening, and it is exciting to have cleared some of the clutter and complication of that thing we were depending on and thus actually stifling the voice of God. Good to clear that out of the way so that we can hear from Him. But on the other hand, on the other side of that sword, too, discovery can be a time of sorrow in some ways as we mourn maybe the time we've wasted or the disobedience we've had before the Lord or even the money we've wasted. I remember when I was doing my shopping fast of a year that I talked about before and that I've written about in Jesus Over Everything, when I was clearing out my closet, which was sort of my process as well, I mourned the amount of money I had spent on clothes that I did not in any way need, but I had just tried to use to sort of fix me. So discovery can also be a time of lamenting in a different way, which lamenting is good in a way because it's a part of growth. It's a part of the way we see how we want to change as we discover the idols in our life and how they've kept us from God and complicated our life. Know this, the bottom line, that hearing from God is worth muting everything else. When we no longer ask an outside source to tell us how we feel and how our day is going, how to cope, or no longer ask it to give us an answer about how to keep going to deal with life, we're in the best place to receive true and lasting wisdom. So often, I believe we don't hear clearly from the Lord because our ears are already full. They're full of the noise of the world. Something like a shopping fast or a prioritizing process is to help us clear our ears and our eyes and our hands of the fullness of something else, or hearing from something else, seeing other things to make room for seeing, hearing, and being filled with only Him. So here's the question for you today. How much do you want to hear from God? And the follow-up question, are the other things in your life on mute so His voice can be heard? It's never a problem with His speaking. It's always a problem with our hearing. Proverbs 3:6 says this in the Message paraphrase, listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. And as we fast from things that have gotten in the way from hearing from God, as we make this priority shift in this process, we're going to be led to the one who knows the right way for us to go. And boy, don't we need Him to lead us. Thanks so much for listening to the Jesus Over Everything show. I'm Lisa Whittle. He is everything, and may He be over everything we do here. Calling all writers and speakers and creatives of all kinds. Have you heard about Called Creatives? It's an incredible online community Allie Worthington and I lead, and it's so fun, so packed full of training, hands-on coaching, and a thriving community of podcasters, writers, speakers, entrepreneurs, ministry leaders, all kinds of people for an incredible yearly or monthly price. Head to calledcreatives.com right now to find out more.